Very happy to have with us now, and this guy is an amazing guest, folks, because not only does he come to us as someone who is very much a football guy in the sense of being one of the biggest Browns fans on the planet, but he's also an immensely talented singer. His name is Josh Krajicek. You'll know that name from his appearing on the X Factor USA in 2011. He was a runner-up on that show. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, hearing your story is so inspiring, first of all, that you competed on that show and blew people away. I saw the YouTube video of you singing At Last. And you had, you know, first of all, people I was watching with had chills, and you had that audience just going. I mean, take us back to that day. That was in December?
Well, that was actually in the summer.
Or in the summer it was recorded?
Okay. Yeah, recorded, and then they played it then in September, I think.
September, okay.
But it was a pretty big moment in my life, obviously, but it was kind of easy for me because I've played in front of crowds, so... The fact that this show is different and we're in that you audition in front of 4,000 people and the judges was actually kind of a very comforting thing to me because, you know, singing for four people in a room is weird. But being on stage and performing, that's something that I've been doing my whole life. So it was really a great moment for me.
Something else you've been doing your whole life. Browns fan.
Browns fan, yeah. Through and through. Live and die by the Browns. My buddies... Actually, last year was the first year in a long time that I didn't go to my buddy's house and we all get together and grill out and watch the games at my bass player Mitch's place every Sunday. So
this is in Columbus?
Yeah, I live in Columbus.
Born in Worcester, but you live in Columbus.
Yep, I've lived in Columbus the last decade or so, and we go out to my buddy Mitch's place every Sunday to watch the Browns, and it was a bit of a struggle to not be able to really do that while I was on the show, but obviously it was worth it.
Now, very interesting thing, because when you were on the X Factor, and of course it's all about the viewing voters, the voters for popularity and following you and giving and Browns fans and Browns players were in your corner big time. But it's very interesting how they were tweeting about you, calling people out to say, hey, vote for this guy. I mean, how did that feel to know that you had the support of Browns players as you're performing?
It's really kind of hard to put into words. but the amount of support I got from the players and Browns fans alike it just made my heart swell. Gives you that extra little oomph to go out there and perform because you know that you got people in your corner. And it's great because I'm in the Browns players' corner every Sunday. So it was nice to have that turn around and suddenly they're in my corner. It was really kind of surreal and amazing.
And what's very cool about this is yours is a story of, you know, that it's that underdog thing. It's coming essentially out of nowhere to make this impact on a national stage as a singer. This football team is obviously gone through a prolonged struggle. So to be a fan of this team isn't an easy thing, to stay loyal to it, yet that's exactly what you're doing.
That's right. I think that, being an underdog is something I do have in common with the Browns. But I think that's what makes us, I mean, Browns fans, such great football fans because we have been through the struggle. We've seen hardships, and we still stick with them. And I think that's why it's the greatest fans in the National Football League or Browns fans.
And maybe not to overdo the analogy, but you do bring kind of that sense, just listening to you sing, of live the life you've lived, the challenges you've faced come through in your music. You can't just sing songs, right? You got to feel it.
Absolutely. It's all about feeling when you perform. And, you know, I've lived it. You know, I'm 31 now, and I think that when you have life experiences, love, pain, sorrow, happiness, those come through in your performances every time.
At Last. I mean, that's a song, and the original, I mean, the artist who sang that had her share of tough life, and she was only 19, and she sounded a lot older in that song.
Etta was amazing in that sense. You know, when you listen to that recording of At Last, when she sang it, that was all just one take, and so it's just capture this magical moment where the stars aligned and this woman who's 19 years old really can bring you to your knees. And that's music, man.
So what are you up to now? You've performed. You were runner-up on that. That got you all kinds of attention. I'm assuming you're going to start to put together your next phase here with, what, an album and such?
Yeah, I'm now a signed artist, so that's great. And just working on writing a lot of great material. and get a record out this year, hopefully. Hopefully during the Browns season.
Is that the target time to get something released?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I think you want to try to get the music out as fast as you can when you're in a situation like mine, which is unique in the music industry. But I don't think there's a better time to come out with a record than during football season.
What kind of music will it be? I mean, are we talking blues? What will be the
genre? It's just going to be, it's going to be kind of record that I want to hear. It's going to be a very soulful, honest record. So there's going to be some elements of pop and soul and blues and rock and all that. But I think any time music is honest, that's when it's at its best.
Maybe something that can be thematic to pull into the Browns. I mean,
that would be great.
That wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
No, I'm going to write my next song so it can fit into some Browns promos.
No, I totally love that. I totally love that. I can't let you go, let anyone who's a Browns fan go without asking your thoughts on the upcoming draft. It's only a couple of weeks away.
Well, it's exciting every year. There's a lot of ways we could go with it.
Okay. Which way do you want to see them go?
Well, I'd like to see what's his name? Richardson.
Yeah, the running back.
He's an exciting pick. Okay. At the same time, you could trade down and get more needs taken. But that's kind of, we've done that. So I think that the sexy pick is to go with the running back. But it's going to be exciting to
see. But you wouldn't mind if they addressed more holes? I mean, that wouldn't.
No.
That wouldn't,
you know, a lot of my buddies would mind.
I was going to say, a lot of people, the feedback we get in this show, they'd mind too. So
yeah, I mean.
But you're kind of an open-minded fan.
I'm an open-minded fan, but I'd rather see, a strong move to take a great marquee player like that. But again, we got a lot of needs that need fulfilled, so I can see the trade down being also a move that could work.
He is Josh Krajicek, and he is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're so thrilled to have you with us, so happy for your success, that you're representing not only yourself and Worcester and Columbus, but you're representing the Browns on this big stage too, my man.
That's awesome, man. It's a pleasure, and just thanks so much for having me here. It's really, really cool.
Can't wait to follow your career. All right, much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.